It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. About 700 U.S. military personnel in Afghanistan begin testing something called the Soldier Body Unit this month. It's a series of sensors designed to measure the impact of explosions, like bomb blasts, on a soldier's head and body. The Army's Chief of Technology Management, Gary Frost, says they didn't know enough about what was happening to soldiers.
It's not conclusive, but there's been some studies that says, hey, there's effect on the body, the tissue, the livers, the internal organs that might be affected by the blast. So the two things that we did the research, we knew we needed to capture at a minimum would be the blast pressure and the actual acceleration, deceleration.
The suit has small sensors, each one about the size of a pencil eraser. It's like an airplane's black box.
It'll record the blast from what the body's feeling, the acceleration and the deceleration, and it'll also record what happens to the head as associated to the body. And when an event happens, a medical personnel or someone can come up wirelessly via like a phone or an Android-type phone and can pull the data straight from the soldier and record it.
The suits will be worn by soldiers who depart a combat outpost to go out to where it's a lot more dangerous.
So when the soldier gets in the vehicle, we can identify which seat that soldier by name is in. And then when the blast hits, we'll measure what exactly happened to the vehicle. How many Gs did the vehicle take? And then what happened to the seat the soldier was sitting in? What happened to the soldier body unit? And what happened to the head sensor? All that will be pulled off the black box and sent back to a database at Fort Detrick, Maryland.
And what happens with all that information? What are you hoping to accomplish with this?
Well, immediately when it happens, there's a light sensor on the soldier's piece and on the vehicle. So the commander on the ground will say, soldier, I know you've been in a blast, and here's what we need to do. We need to go through a series of tests in theater, and if we need to send you down to one of the MRI machines, then that's what happens.
The military plans to also hold on to the data it collects for long-term use.
Someday down the road, and we're in the VA, and we start demonstrating symptoms of mild traumatic brain injury, then they can go back to this database, and they can look and find out when we were in an event, what happened, how many Gs we pulled, what happened to the other soldiers in the vehicle, and compare them.
And Frost says the material will be used for research outside the military.
We can keep all the information but the soldier's name for the privacy. And we can start sharing that with academia and industry and say, hey, now let's collectively, so this innovation cloud, say, you take a look at it so we can get thousands of minds looking at this data saying, hey, we think this is what causes traumatic brain injury.
Gary Frost is the Army's Chief of Technology Management. I'm joined now by producer Larissa Anderson, and we take you to the medal ceremony for the worst use of Twitter at the Olympics.
All right, on the stand receiving the bronze medal, it's Twitter.
Twitter.
Journalist Guy Adams criticized NBC's coverage and tweeted the email address of NBC's president. NBC then filed a complaint, and Twitter suspended Adams' account.
Ooh.
The account's now been restored.
Well, Twitter earned that one. Okay, the silver is being awarded to the Olympics. Apparently, the networks in London were so overwhelmed with tweets at one point that they were crashing, and spectators were asked to send only urgent tweets. Well, why not get better equipment, you might think? Well, yeah, that would have made sense, but it wouldn't have gotten them the silver.
Okay, now for the gold. It's a tie.
A tie.
Swiss soccer player Michel Morganella got kicked off the team for racist tweets against a South Korean squad he just lost to.
Oh, irony. And Greek triple jumper Voula Papachristou kicked out for making fun of African immigrants on Twitter. Wow.
Really not getting into the spirit of the games.
And here now they're going to play at the national anthem of bad judgment. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.